You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
So over the course of the next 6 weeks or 8 weeks or so, as we continue in these uncharted waters for us, we have taken some pride here in making sure that you are going to be along for the ride with us on whatever this weird thing is. And we are excited that someone like Amin has said, let's go. I'm going with those guys. And Stugatz was just talking after the show ended, before we started the post game. He was just saying, man, Amin just left behind his contract and just bolted. And Mike Ryan pointed out to Stugatz, it hadn't dawned on Stugatz, Stugatz, you did the same thing. You just got done. We've all done sort of the same thing. And that's one of the cool things about what this journey is going to be, because I imagine in coming weeks or months or years that we're going to grow this thing into something beyond what it is that it's been. Keep in mind, The Zone gave the biggest contract in the history of sports to an athlete, Canelo Alvarez. He is essentially, he hasn't left, but he is essentially putting that job off to the side to come and run our thing because of how much he believes in what it is that it can be. And it's not just going to be Le Batard and Friends. It's going to be something else that we will give you details on as we go forward here. You're going to get, if you're listening to this, okay, this is the only place you're going to get it. This, directly talking to you. It was important to us that we be free here and that we be able to talk to you directly so Stugatz could ask his wife to make him sandwiches without getting fired. So we wanted to talk directly to you during this space with no restrictions. It's the definition of pirate radio. Pirate radio is you have no license. You have no rules. This is a dangerous thing for us to be doing in this space where we're risking just about everything to float freely before we find a partner.
And it's not very sustainable, too. We can't keep up the same output, but your reward for the listeners, there may be days where we decide to be off, where you usually can tune in to ESPN Radio, but we're giving you more per show. The hours are actually closer to actual hours as opposed to 30 minutes of content.
Fair to say that John trusts you more than he trusts me?
I think that he trusts the value of what this thing can be because, as I told you, and we're going to be able to share some of these details with you as we go, everybody has taken notice. I'm saying everybody, Stugatz. I'm saying people you would never think would want to be with us. Everyone has taken notice that we are free agents, and everyone has taken notice of how creatively we're doing free agency. So there will be a line out the door. This is what I'm telling you and the audience, okay? Because I've been talking to people, Stugatz, Dan Patrick and others like Conan O'Brien and stuff. They didn't get to take their stuff with them when they left. You know, Dave Chappelle is sitting here saying, I don't own my own name. And we have gotten to leave with our stuff because we have an opportunity here.
Conan actually did. He was like one of the few that did that, but he like gave up so much money.
Well, but this is the thing about Conan O'Brien, and this is the thing that we have to guard against because I like that we're the little lovable underdog fighting. I don't want to be this big giant thing. We have managed to be the biggest thing in sports radio while also appearing like we don't have very much support. So I don't want to become this big swaggering thing that is overlording or bullying everybody. I want to keep the quaintness of it because what I was going to mention about Conan O'Brien is when his show moved, he walked into an amphitheater and all of a sudden it didn't become about a masturbating bear. It became Hollywood, became this big thing. And he's like, oh, no, that's not what I want. I want a smaller, intimate charm. And so what I want to impress upon the audience right now is we're doing this way specifically because we want the intimacy of we're lost at sea right now, and you're with us, and you're seeing it all. That's not Amin El-Hassan. The place that's getting announced that Amin El-Hassan has left ESPN is right there. You just heard it. And over the coming weeks, we're going to be doing more and more of that. And what I'm telling you is someone like John Skipper does not share his time from that job with our space unless he absolutely believes that this can have his first order of business. The news that broke this weekend is the first order of business is that great white shark is going out to get us a deal because I can't do it. I'm not equipped. I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm not into negotiations. I just want to concentrate on the dumb shit.
And somehow the last time I did it, I negotiated less for myself.
And you got me a non-compete. You also got me a non-compete clause.
I figured there was a larger play because we're in a studio and John Skipper doesn't split his time between DAZN and a podcast normally. So I don't have illusions of grandeur, but I think that there's more here.
We're not the only thing. We're just the first thing. We're just the hood ornament.
I know you did this earlier. We should thank the audience. The reason we felt so empowered and not nearly as stressed as you would think when we left ESPN is because we knew we had you. And I know you thanked them earlier because Dan Le Batard with Stu Gatz is number one sports on iTunes. It was also top five or six overall. But Stupidity, the Le Batard and Friends Network, Mystery Crate, South Beach Sessions, every single podcast was in the top 11. And so thank you to the audience for coming as strong as you did last week. We appreciate it.
Be clear on this, okay? Because I have tried to signal some of this in the shadows. If you've been paying attention to what we've been doing now for months, you could have been really inside on the whispered secret with some of the characters we were fooling around with and some of the things that we were doing. But what Stu Gatz is saying, I want to impress it upon you that we value this connection. We know how rare it is. The reason we're doing right now what we're doing is because we want the intimacy of speaking right now directly to you in a way that feels like we're speaking to only you. And what Stu Gatz said there is 100% accurate. The only reason we can do it, no matter what my ego is, no matter what Stu Gatz's ego is, no matter what Skipper's ego is, the only reason that we can do it is because we knew you guys would come and find us wherever it is we were. And now we're going to be able to put that in front of everybody. The Pirates are coming for everybody because we're going to put you in front of everybody and say, you need to pay Amin El-Hassan. You need to pay the people in this world in order for us to stop doing it the way we've been doing it. And do it with a partner that should be honored to join that community. And when I say that community, I don't mean us. I mean you.
You know what? One of the interesting parts of the Thursday double show that we did, we put out 10 episodes for our audience that day. And the most downloaded portion, the most listened to portion was the final postgame show. Two of the top 3 hours, actually the top 3 hours were that. Live cameos, which was guest-free, and a local hour with David Samson. This was a show that featured Stan Van Gundy saying that we were on the eve of a second civil war. Aaron Rodgers, and Rodgers has a name that if you're looking at this as a menu item, as it was intended, you would assume that would be the menu item that most people pick. It was middle of the road. It was the fifth most listened to episode that day. People just love the dynamic of this show. They seek it out, and they make us feel like we can go out and leave the worldwide leader, as you've mentioned several times, but it also makes us feel like we owe them. That's why we're doing shows. It's insane that we did a show the day after. There is always a latency period. Someone goes into hiding. This was a very emotional thing.
We're doing one tomorrow, too. Going. We're not going to do it every day, okay? We can't. Well, there's too much going on around here, and I need to build a business. We are not going to be doing this every day, but we wanted to do these days for you for free so that your schedule and your habit would not be interrupted.
But Mike is right. Like, the last thing I wanted to do on Friday was to do more content. But I felt like the audience deserved to have another day of some new content because they have our backs. And I think we like to have their backs and deliver them fresh content almost every day if we can. And it's the last thing I wanted to do, but I sat down with Greg Cody and put together an episode of Stupidity. The audience absolutely loved it. Thank you to Greg for doing it. But we're doing it for you, seriously, because I wanted to sleep and play golf that entire day. But I felt like if we had a gap day where we were not giving you new content.
You're a real American hero,
Stu. No, it was a bad day.
Thank you, Sue.
I'm grateful to our audience.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Stu.
Thank you, Stu. Hey, thanks a lot, Stu.
Can I do weekend observations and get the hell out of here?
It's a Monday. Where's our weekend obs?
Jesus.
It is time for Stu Gatz to share his game notes.
Assholes.
No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Especially you.
Dan!
Jesus. That's a weird one. After Art Modell, Bottle Gates, Johnny Football in Disguise in Vegas, Josh Gordon's addiction issues, Dwayne Rudd's helmet toss, Myles Garrett helmet swing, viral jerseys with names crossed out, countless GMs, countless head coaches, countless positive COVID tests, and countless football Sundays filled with only sadness for Mike Ryan. Dan, after 27 years,
crazy,
the Cleveland Browns are back. And Baker Mayfield has the goods. Dude, poor Joe Thomas. The Thunder played the Hornets Friday night. So you know what that game had, right, Dan?
No.
It had two balls. How about that? A couple of balls cutting it up.
Yes, and yes. Their dad's a dick. A dick and balls.
Whoa! Where did that come from? The most shocking graphic used by any network during Super Wild Card Weekend was posted by NBC, who put up side-by-side pictures of Tom Brady and George Blanda at the same age that jarred an entire nation.
It was crazy.
I mean, Jesus
George
Christ.
Blanda at 43 looked like he should have been playing while smoking a cigarette.
George Blanda looked like he lived.
Yeah.
And lived hard.
Yes, very much so.
Speaking of Super Wild Card Weekend, every year, please. I bet a lot of money on the football team, thinking Alex Smith was starting. You can imagine my surprise when I turned on my television and saw someone named Taylor Heinicke was playing quarterback. Until that moment, I had never heard of Taylor Heinicke, and I had bet $500 that he would beat Tom Brady in a game of football. I went from never hearing of Taylor Heinicke to crying and praying to God that he'd be okay when he got injured, to wanting him to be the next Jets quarterback, Taylor Heinicke. First time I've said this since Derek Thomas. Chase Young reminds me of Lawrence Taylor.
Wow.
LT. He is something else, Chase Young. Did you watch that?
Yes, he's pretty good.
And he asked for Brady, and he got him, and Brady gave him a little something-something. Careful, okay? Chase Young, don't think the things you're thinking. Ask for the things you're asking for. I warned you. I care about you. Death, taxes, and Cameron Brait. Heinicke sounds like some sort of weird hybrid between a beer and a car care center. Sean McVay.
That's so true.
It is, right? It's weird. What a weird. Right. Who is this guy?
It's very funny.
I want him on the show. I do. Sean McVay can scoot. On a field full of world-class athletes, Lamar Jackson is always the best athlete by a lot. Worst defense? I don't know what that was. Mike, I didn't finish that one out. I just wrote it down, and I won't do it. The Texans hiring a firm to find their new GM and not hiring the guy the firm told them to hire. Houston Texans, the Stugats is strong in you. It reminds me of the time the Dolphins hired Joe Bailey to hire their new CEO, and Joe Bailey found their new CEO one morning when he woke up and looked in the mirror. He hired himself. Also, after Joe Bailey made himself the new Dolphins CEO, his first order of business was not hiring Mike Tomlin because he thought he was too hip-hop. Nailed it. Unfortunately for us, we all have to wait at least another year to see Mike Vrabel cut off his penis. Can't wait to see how much money it will take for Khabib to bail on his promise to his dead father.
Oh, God.
That he would never fight again.
Come on.
Oh, you see this whole thing? What do you want from me? Dana White is negotiating with Khabib to fight again. And he said he'd never fight again because his dead father said don't fight again. He's going to fight again.
I hope not.
He's going to fight again. Everyone has their price. I have mine, by the way. Where was I? Indiana Pacers. Quietest 6-3 starts.
Oh, not again.
In NBA history.
Not again with this.
Tom Thibodeau, NBA Coach of the Year.
For the love of God.
Collision course. Thibs. On the list of things I'd never want to do in professional sports, coaching Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving is at the very top. Kyrie and Kevin were right. They don't need a coach. They need a shrink. Nicholas Batum is a Clipper. Kobe White and Zach LaVine. Watch out for the Bulls, Dan. Should be a good game tonight. Alabama's trying to win a national championship, and Ohio State is trying to improve its record to 8-0. Let me know what happens. I won't be watching. Ohio State, just so we're clear, you have to have double-digit wins to earn a national championship. If you win tonight, it will not count as a national championship in my personal record book. Unless you find two other teams to play, then maybe I'll consider it. But you have to play them tonight after the game. Urban Meyer's coaching staff, don't fall for what you see on TV. Jacksonville is a dump. Speaking of Jacksonville, me and Baselli doing afternoon drive there seems like it may happen a little sooner than I anticipated. The NBA, outside of the bubble is a complete mess. Report, Doug Peterson going to meet with owner. Future shaky. Dan, I told you all season, this is what happens when you are gutless and play for ties in the National Football League. Hey, nice of Kevin Durant to show up to work yesterday. Saints, methodical. By the way, cannabis industry, Stu Potts is open for business. And if you think for 1 second I won't change the name of my podcast from Stupidity to Stupidity, then you don't know me very well. The Browns, better without Kevin Stefanski. You know what the B in Ben stands for?
I feel like I'm still stuck on. I feel like you said Stupidity the same way both times.
Stupot-a-ty.
Okay. I'm sorry. Pots. I don't know what it stands for.
P-O-T.
What does it stand for?
Yeah, what I did there?
Yeah, well,
Ganja. Little weed there.
Hold on,
little
Mike.
Little Maui Wowie.
Mike, when are we going to do the show where Stu got smokes here in studio?
Dank.
Mike, when are we? Can we do that tomorrow where Stu got
sticky icky.
Can we do this?
The Jolly Rancher Green Apple. A little bud.
You need to bring some in tomorrow. We need to bring some in tomorrow.
I'm going to be doing it on the way home in my car.
No, don't do that.
I should announce that.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
A little hashish. Not in my car.
Don't do that. Don't drive and don't do that.
I won't. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean on the way home. When I get home, golf course. The B in Ben stands for, Dan, it stands for bad. The B in Baker stands for Brinks truck. You're going to have to pay this dude. Mike Tomlin didn't blink last night only because the Browns singed his eyelids off inside of 90 seconds. I didn't deliver that right, but I said singed correctly.
Mike was terrified you were going to say singed.
The Cleveland Browns won a playoff game.
Can you do the whole thing again? Because you got singed right, but everything else was wrong.
Okay. Mike Tomlin didn't blink last night only because the Browns singed his eyelids off inside of 90 seconds. How about that? The Cleveland Browns won a playoff game in Pittsburgh, which means Art Briles is going to need a cardigan because it's frozen over in hell.
Yes.
Dan.
Yes.
Those.
Yes.
On the weekend.
Yes.
Observations.
Yes.
Little nuggets.
Yes. Let's make sure, Stugatz, that tomorrow on the show, we promise the people a little bit of smoking high Stugatz. And also, Mike, worldofsui.com, does it have t-shirts up yet that can celebrate the Browns? Are those up yet?
Ooh, we expect those t-shirts that celebrate the Browns or Cleveland football team, just to cover our asses, a football team from Cleveland or just people that have the goods. We expect that today.
Okay, worldofsui.com. Again, we appreciate that you guys are on the ride with us. We are grateful for all the things that have happened around here in general, and we're super excited about what the next couple of months look like. Make sure that you're tuning in, rating, subscribing, and reviewing, telling your friends to rate, subscribe, and review, because your support has been overwhelming and we need it to continue to be overwhelming so we could churn out all this stuff for you. Lebatard and Friends Podcast Network, the Dan Lebatard Show with Stugatz. We will continue to churn out Mystery Crates and South Beach Sessions and Stupidities. At some point here in the next couple of days, we will sit down with our new CEO and talk to him in a place that you will get access to. We are not talking to reporters. We're only talking to you. My phone is blowing up with reporters want to know the details on this. If you want the details, they're only going to be around here. Rate, subscribe, and review, because we're going to control the platform.
Please understand that the output is actually increased since we left ESPN. Not sustainable, but we're going to concentrate our efforts in bringing other properties that maybe suffered a little bit during our time with ESPN, because the content lift and rigidities of being here every day for a certain amount of time, having to sit through commercials. It was a little too much to ask to concentrate on those side projects. We want to boost those side projects. You've rewarded us with the downloads. We're going to reward you back with better content.
A little sativa.